Talk Live, and we are launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And, of course, the site allows you to go in and influence the stuff we'll talk about on the air by submitting show prep suggestions via news articles or YouTube videos or something like that. Whatever it is you think our listeners would like, you submit it to the site. Then our listeners get the chance to vote up or down whether they like or dislike, and you can vote too. And the most popular of the items will be promoted to the front page and the top of the website. Take a look and get involved over at freetalklive.com. Of course, it is completely free. So we're talking about the census and how the enumerators, as they are called, are being sent around to the houses of those who have not participated or who have not sent the form back in. I don't know if they're going to the houses of the people that only answered the one question. I'd be interested to find that out if they're trying to badger them into providing more information. If anyone has experienced that, if you are one who did send in the one question and you have had them come and visit you. Wayne, you were going to answer just the one question, right?
And I did. And they actually did come back.
Really?
I understand this week I wasn't home. Nobody was home. So we got a little note with the person's name and phone number to call them. And
are you going to call them?
Of course not.
Okay.
Well, they said they'll come back or they'll come
they
back.
Will.
Yeah.
They come back, what, four times, I think?
Wasting all, you know, all these people who are so concerned about carbon footprints, you know, and they're driving around getting questions from people. Why don't they just, if they just ask the number of people in the house and that was it, they'd probably save a lot of fuel.
Oh, sure. But they want to know things like how much money do you make? What is your ethnicity? Because that's very important.
No, no, Mark. What they want to do is they want to hire people to dig holes. They can hire other people to fill the holes back in. Mm.
So they're going around, they are knocking on people's doors, and they're trying to get people to answer their questions. In my case, I won't do it. I will not answer any of their questions, not even the one so-called constitutional question, because I didn't sign the Constitution, and it's not my federal government. I don't want anything to do with them. And that's what I began telling, that's what I was telling this young lady that came to ask me these questions.
I was worried about you.
She was warned because the last guy, I recorded him with video, and he obviously went and he told his team what happened because it probably didn't happen too many times. I mean, I would imagine as they're walking the area going from house to house, there probably weren't too many people who came to meet them with video cameras. So, and indeed, she points out here in a moment that it was her first refusal. Just whether or not the camera was there was her first refusal. And so I'm not going to go along with it, and I explained that to her, and I just wanted to continue with the short clip. You can see the video in full in HD at freekeen.com, but here's the remainder of it. Basically, we'd started by talking. I told her why I wouldn't participate, because the government is a violent monopoly, and I don't want to lend any sort of sanction to that or approval or participation or consent. And I explained that to her, and she said, well, what about representation? I said, I don't want to be represented in a violent monopoly. I'm just not interested. And so we talked about peace because, you know, I like peace and I don't like violence. And she said, well, what about the peaceful people that are in there? I said, well, it seems like a little contradictory to be involved, to want peace and to be involved in an agency that is inherently based in violence. And she was very agreeable the whole time, nodding.
A member of a violent gang.
She was nodding and agreeing, and I don't know if that's probably doesn't mean she's actually in agreeance, or in agreement, but likely that she's just moving along the conversation, which is fine too, because, you know, neither of us wants to stand there all day.
So well, they went to training for weeks about people like you, you know.
I don't know if they got training on people like me. Again, I don't think many people are coming to the door.
Recalcitrant, pugnacious,
video cameras. I'm not. What are you talking about? Recalcitrant and pugnacious. I'm nothing less than absolutely friendly with this young lady. Despite the violent agency that she represents, I see her as an individual who has made a choice to get a temporary paycheck. These are temporary jobs. She obviously doesn't feel like she's been imbued with some of the same authority that other bureaucrats feel that they've been blessed upon them. And she doesn't come from that position of arrogance, that position of I'm better than you. She's not
refreshing.
Coming from that.
That part was refreshing.
And I'm not coming from that position either. I'm not coming from that position that, hey, I'm better than you because I don't work for the state. I'm not coming from there. I'm coming from a position of, look, I'm just not participating with this violent monopoly. So she asks the question about peace, and we continue.
You might be trying to do, but I don't see any increase in peace coming from that organization at all, do you?
Well, I'm hoping for Obama, but we'll see what happens.
I haven't seen any evidence he's interested in peace either, and so it's hard. There's no way I could possibly consent to participation.
Okay, you won't answer any of my questions, not even how many people live here?
Can't help it.
What could she say about Obama? All she can do is hope. She knows the facts. Clearly, she nods along with me when I point out that, well, there's no increase in peace. Where's the peace? Proof's
none
in the
that.
Pudding. Actions speak louder than words.
There,
you know, right, there are seeds being planted here. She sees me on the street. She's going to think positively of me because of this interaction, unlike some ornery, pugnacious person that she, I don't even know what pugnacious means, Mark. What does that mean?
Somebody wants to fight.
Okay, so that's a really inappropriate description of what I was doing.
Well, fight,
shame on you.
Fighting doesn't necessarily mean physical. It could also just mean argue or...
That's not happening here, though. And he used that term to define me in this particular connotation, in this this confrontation. And it's not even really much of a confrontation.
Well, there you go. There's a Freudian slip. It was a very personable confrontation.
But it was confronted in that I had a video camera,
sure.
Certainly.
Sure.
It's confronted in that you weren't complying with something that in this lady's world is the law. You must do it.
Well, she never came back to that. She never actually pointed that out. I'm not going to say that in her world it is
Keith,
the law.
Keith, her boss, probably told her it's not worth doing.
Yeah, you weren't supposed to mention that name. All right, so 800-259-9231. We continue here.
Okay, then that's cool. Thank you for being civil.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate your cooperation.
You're my first refusal, so I'm very scared. And you were very nice.
All right.
Did you want to look at anything I have for information on why we're doing this?
Not
anything?
Particularly.
Okay.
I have no interest in the federal government at all.
That's cool. You know, I can understand that. So, respectfully, have a great day.
Hey, you too.
Thank you
so much.
Yeah, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Very good lady.
Hell of a nice lady.
And that's why it's important to understand that whatever your decision is about this, it shouldn't be personal against these people. These people need jobs. And I know personally of two or three people who actually were going to work for the census, and when they went to the trainings, they decided they couldn't do it. They couldn't go through with it for whatever reason. They never really said, but there were some things required of them that they just said, you know, I don't feel comfortable with that, and they decided not to take the job. So, but they do go through quite a bit of training, and that woman was well-trained, I must say.
She I was impressed with how personable she was, and she was so nice. I wanted to answer her question. You know, I wanted to help her because she was nice, but I knew where she was from. She works for the federal government, and no matter how nice she is, I'm not going to consent to participation. And the fact that she respected that and didn't get belligerent or talk about bringing the cops like they did with Mandrick. We're hopefully going to hear from him a little bit later on tonight.
Is that a police car parked out in front of the house?
What are you talking about,
Wayne? I'm kidding you.
Don't pull those pranks around here. That's not funny. Anyway.
The cops come later. You know, that's just the person who comes in to scope to make sure you
don't think they're going to bring the cops around. I don't think they want it. They don't want to go to that point. We'll see what happens. Because one of our listeners, they did threaten to bring the cops out. And we'll see if they try to escalate it with him. He's got his video camera, and hopefully we'll talk to him later, whether he'll get to call in or not.
You know, Ian, there are so many people that I can see just from reading who have taken your position or mine in this census that I just don't think they're going to pull that because there's just too many people that are doing it.
You know, you'd mention, you're absolutely right. And even maybe they'll try to set a few examples of people, but what's the point? It's going to be 10 more years before it happens anyway. So.
Exactly.
I don't think that they don't have an accurate count anyway. They're missing 30% of America. They're just going to make numbers up. It's all they can do. They might as well just make numbers up anyway.
So you mentioned anger, Wayne, coming from that position. I called a radio station today. Because that's what I do is my day job, call stations to try to get Free Talk Live on, working on Free Talk Live, getting on more stations. And the first time I talked to this program director in Utah, first time he picked up the phone, he says, all right, you're the host of the show? I said, yeah. All right, well, let's talk. Let's talk about an issue. I said, let's do immigration. And so we started, and we went on we chatted about immigration for a little bit. But what he said to me when we kind of finished that discussion was a little shocking to me, and it has to do with anger. We'll come back and talk about that. Also, you can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Our Shrine of Female Listeners is there. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com, see that for yourself, shrine.freetalklive.com.
Does it bother you that your search engine uses your information to sell it to third-party you know, organizations out there? Does it bother you that they give it over to the government?
Yes.
All these things you can avoid with StartPage.com. StartPage.com is like pretty much every other search engine. It'll aggregate 12 major search engines for you. But unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. It also gives you a proxy, the ability to use it as a proxy server on each one of the results that you get from your searches. It's startpage.com. Go check it out. And you can even, there's a little thing to click right there, and it'll get you uploaded to your browser. Startpage.com.
All right. Again, the toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. I'll talk more about the anger thing here in a moment. But first, let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee, on the AMP lines. Hello, Gene.
Well, hi, guys. Yeah. I wanted to talk about Rand Paul the liberty-minded issues, the issues of being a liberty-minded person and supporting somebody who's maybe not quite so liberty-minded. And the way I look at this is everybody is on a path on this planet from understanding what true freedom and liberty is and understanding the fiction called the state and understanding their relationship with their creator. So people are at different points along this path, and you can't expect everybody to be on the same point that you're on. I don't expect it, but I'm not willing
to give money to people that I think are really wrong on certain issues.
But when I see somebody progressing in the right way, I want to reward that person. It's kind of like the Karate Kid, the old movie Karate Kid and Grasshopper.
That was Kung Fu.
It doesn't matter. We mix
wax on, wax off.
We mix allegories here.
Wax on, wax off. You know, he's making a progression from point A to point B, and his teacher encourages him and teaches him and doesn't beat him over the head and browbeat him because he's not at the level that he expects him to be yet. And neither do I browbeat or punish Rand Paul because I disagree with him on immigration and the war in Iraq and some of these other things. I am so strong.
So how much money have you given to him?
Well, I don't know if I've totaled it up, several hundred dollars, I suppose. Okay. But the point is, I want that person in because he's on the right path. He's on the path to enlightenment. Maybe he's not totally enlightened yet, but he's on that path.
I hope you're right, Gene. I hope that you're right and that if Rand Paul wins, and Mark seems to think it's a sure thing, but if Rand Paul wins in this year's general election, that he actually focuses on liberty issues rather than focusing on increasing the size of the border patrol, giving military tribunals to the people in Guantanamo, continuing the war in Afghanistan, and cracking down in different ways on immigration. I hope that he focuses on liberty instead of focusing on the areas where he believes in the state.
And I believe he is going to do exactly that for one reason, is he doesn't have the time to spend on all those issues. You know, a person only has so much time in the day, and they're going to focus on the things that they see are most important. And I think
right, but what if he feels like those other issues are more important? It's what Michael Cloud, who's a commentator in the liberty community, has dubbed the small government minus one. In the case of Rand, it's more than minus one. It's more like minus four or five. But his point was that if you get a whole bunch of people together who are so-called small government, but they have just that one issue where they believe the government should be, and you put that, let's just say all those people get elected, which would be nice, right, if you would think that if all those small government people got elected. But right now we've got Ron Paul and maybe Rand Paul if he ends up getting in. But let's just say you've got 400-plus of them that have been elected. Well, then they will all work together to pass the one area of government where they really believe government should be instead of focusing on actually repealing the state and rolling it back.
I don't think that's an apt description.
It's some speculation on his part. And I hope that Gene proves me wrong here. Rand Paul proves me wrong, and he really focuses on liberty. You can call in, Gene, and you can say I told you so.
Well, I would like to point out that female caller earlier that Mark did an excellent job of extracting from her the fact that as a minarchist, she still has the idea that government needs to be used for force in one particular area, whatever area she
He busted her on that, important. Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's good. But I would still support her over Other candidate.
Me
know?
Too.
Bob Barr.
Oh, she's a principled candidate that I wouldn't have any problem supporting. I just, you know, I don't like to see people getting all worked up over a couple of issues that a candidate has. You know, say they have four things wrong with them, they've got 400 things right with them, and I think that
let's say Rand Paul wanted to put some Jews in an oven, would that be okay?
I
let's
don't
say that
think,
was his only
it seems
issue.
Like a, it seems like a really
it depends
strange.
Depends on how many Jews we're talking about.
Oh God, Gene, goodbye. That's horrible.
That was pretty inappropriate.
1-800-259-9231.
He was kidding. Come on, that was.
It certainly seemed like a joke, but yeah, I don't want to have any more of those jokes. Pretty, I don't think that's very funny, Mark.
Yeah, the Bilderbergers don't like it. We make Jew jokes, right? It's another
joke. Is that another joke?
It's another joke.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'm sorry, there are some issues that are deal killers. And when
are issues that are deal killers, but I don't.
You're
think
advocating
that issue...
military tribunals and cracking down a police state for so-called illegal immigration. I'm sorry that. There's no way I can get behind somebody like that. Sorry, if you want my support and the people like me, then you're going to have to become more principled. And if that means you don't get as much support from other people and you don't want to do it, okay, whatever. You're just a politician. You just flip around in the wind, and that's who you are. And I don't want to support that either. So go ahead, Mark, with whatever you were going to say about Rand Paul, your lover.
I got nothing.
Your right. Lover.
800-259-9231. John, I think John is actually in New York, maybe at his phone this time. John, are you with us?
Sorry. Yeah, no worries, sorry about
John.
That.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, about this whole Rand Paul libertarian thing. I think if we already accept that the federal government is too far gone to be saved, it's not practical to assume that there is any way to sort of, quote, take it back. These interests are too deeply entrenched. So then what is the point of say, a Rand Paul candidacy? And you see, this is also part of a broader disagreement within even the Libertarian Party, the shrinking Libertarian Party, that do we have to moderate? Do we have to get people to like us a little bit more? Maybe we have to not give them 100% libertarian issue, not talk about the welfare state and things like that. And it's clear that if you're going to win an election, yeah, you do have to moderate the message a little bit, but activists should never moderate the message. Activists should always try to be true to the principles and the message.
The original, and I agree with you, the original, as I understand it, intention behind the Libertarian Party, it's very far strayed from that now, but the original intention was to educate people as to what liberty meant, not to win elections. And then you're right, that is a big conflict within the Libertarian Party, and the people that want to water the message down and win elections have taken over the party, and that's one of the reasons why I left. And thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, and those features include stuff like our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you, wikiwiki.freetalklive.com.
Hostgator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you. You create your very own website with their free website builder tools and templates, and use code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Don't use the code FTL. Don't get the first month free at HostGator.com.
All right, again, the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. And you can, of course, bring up absolutely anything. So, poop tests. Let's talk about the poop test. And then, Mark, we'll come back to the census, because you've got a pretty outrageous story about the census enumerators. I talked to the nicest one. Another lady wasn't so lucky, at least one other lady. Wayne, what's going on in a private neighborhood somewhere?
Yes, someone of the canine persuasion has been leaving his business all over the ritzy Scarlet Place condominium near the Inner Harbor, which is in Baltimore. And the condo board says the only way to find the culprit is mandated DNA tests for every dog in the building. We pay all this money, and we're walking around stepping in dog poop. We bring guests over, and this is what they're greeted by. It's embarrassing for me as a dog owner and as someone who lives in this building, says Steve Franz, the board member who raised the idea of hiring a lab to identify which of the dozens of dogs in the luxury building is behind the droppings. Some people think it's funny, but you know, this seems to be reasonable, objective. this is your poop. You're responsible. Under the proposal, every dog at Scarlet Place and guest dogs would be swabbed for a DNA sample. Owners would then have to pay $50 each to cover the tests and supplies. Dog owners would also pay an extra $10 a month per dog to cover the cost of having the building staff scoop poop and send it to a lab. Feces like saliva contains telltale DNA. Is this insane or what? If the lab identifies your dog as the pooper, it's a $500 fine, man.
So let me see if I got this straight. They're actually going to go to every dog owner in the entire condo.
Yes.
And get DNA samples from them, catalog all of the dogs in the condo,
and
then begin
guests.
Sending the poops that they find into a testing service.
Yes, to find out who the...
And everybody who's identified as a dog owner will then have to pay, was it $10 a month, was it?
Yes, $10 a month to pay for it.
So because which is so classic of kind of a governmental thing to do, and of course neighborhood associations. Yeah.
Everybody
are just
gets punished to the tune of $120
right.
a year.
Every dog owner is punished.
Yep.
Because one dog owner isn't picking up their business.
This is the same thing they did in kindergarten class. Okay, which one of you did XYZ?
None
of you say cop to it, then you're all getting in trouble.
Everybody has to sit quietly with your hands in a mouse trap until you tell.
Yeah, it's bad. It's tyranny at the local level. It's still tyranny, but
little tyrants, little neighborhood Nazis. This is
right.
One of the reasons why I would never want anything to do with some kind of neighborhood association like that. No, thank you.
Well, this kind
now,
of
that is a proposal, right, Wayne?
Yes.
It hasn't passed the neighborhood association yet.
Yes. Well, the condo board will decide whether to go with the doggy DNA plan after a hearing Wednesday evening.
Wait, when was this
tonight?
Written, may I ask? Is this tonight? Okay.
This is recent, yes.
Okay.
So it must be tonight as we speak. If they do.
What is the association called?
It's, let's see, the Scarlet Place Condominium.
Okay.
Baltimore.
All right.
Scarlet, Scarlett.
Yeah, we need to keep an eye on this. We need to find out. We need to know what happens at the Scarlet Place Condo Association.
But if this passes, they will be one of the world's first apparent leaders in the use of science that has convicted murderers and confirmed paternity to pinpoint the source of wayward excrement. The Israeli city of Petah Tikva, near Tel Aviv, recently received some information attention in 2008 for setting up a similar sort of program.
See? Governments copy each other.
Yes.
Even they go from different levels to smaller levels. They figured out that the Israeli government could do it, so they figured out a way that they could afford to do it.
Now, Scarlet Place is considering working with a Tennessee company called BioPet Vet Lab that offers a service called Poo Prints. Poo Prints is
there's
marketed.
Enough demand for this that there's already a marketplace provider.
Yeah. Poo Prints is marketed specifically to neighborhoods and homeowners associations plagued with dog droppings. BioPet officials declined to return calls Friday, and it's unclear how many community organizations, if any, are using this service.
Yeah, I can't imagine that too many. It's the hard part is getting everybody to say, okay, let's DNA swab our dogs, because I just don't want to do that. It seems like a real pain.
If you're part of the condo association and they vote for it, then you'll have to do it, or you'll have to leave.
You'll drag your feet for months. I mean, you know, that's how people will do it, and it's going to take forever to get
penalties.
It implemented. There might be at which point they'll do it.
Well, sometimes the attitude by the condo association when they ram stuff like this through is well, if you don't like it, move. But good luck trying to sell a property in today's economy, in today's real estate market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good luck, because a lot of times in the past you could just move.
Hey, that's how the cookie crumbles, right? I mean, you chose to get involved in this condo association, which means that you knew going in that some neighborhood Nazis could get in charge and decide to do who knows what to the rules. That's part of the, you know, you decided that in advance, that you accepted that as a possibility, that you might end up being stuck with a place in which you do not want to live.
Now,
and it's not the first time that somebody would have been able to tell that story. There are a lot of stories out there about condo association rules that were very upsetting to people, and they felt like they were stuck there.
Now, in this situation, I can see it has come to a head because I guess what's happened is that there's dog excrement that's been found in the elevators, in long carpeted hallways, because people are stepping in it and tracking it in the common areas.
Yeah, you don't want that in your luxury condo association.
So my question to you, Ian, is how would you solve this problem if you lived in this place? Let's just say you're not on the board, but maybe you want to suggest an alternative solution to the problem. What would be your solution?
Boy, that's a good question.
It's not easy. It's not an easy situation to handle.
It would seem to me that I guess it would have to just depend on cost, right? I mean, it seems – what are they charging to test one instance of poo? What does it cost to send the poo in? You've got to ship the poo to the company because it's not in the same town.
Right.
So you've got to ship the poo and then have it tested. I guess
how many units have dogs in them is what I want to know, because they're charging $10 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how much money is that? I guess they're hiring a service to come do the cleanup daily or something like that. And my question is, how long does this service continue to come even after they don't have situations where they have to clean anything up? Because, you know, they're going to come. They're still going to charge you whether they find, you know, things to clean up or not. I guess why not just pay the service?
That's how I feel about it. It could be an on-call kind of thing.
There's a $10 per dog service for having, you know, dogs here, and that's the way it is.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with having the dog fee. That makes sense, right? But it seems a little invasive to go around swapping the dogs.
Yeah, well, it does. And some might propose putting cameras up to see who's doing it. Some may say, well, let's have a dog poo policeman. We'll hire him, but that's more expensive.
I'm for the cameras, but I don't think the homeowners association should do it. I think that the concerned, you know, people there should do it. Put a little webcam out, and you know, if you find poo that's outside your window, you'll know I got him. And then you go back and you play it back, and you find out I knew it.
Uh-huh.
I knew it. It was that Anderson lady and her stinking schnauzer.
All right. So there you have it. 1-800-259-9231. Have you ever been involved in one of these neighborhood associations?
I have.
Do you have any stories that you want to tell? And not just you, Wayne, but the listener. Are there any stories that you can tell about some absurdities, just the ludicrous rules and nonsense that they had? Was it anything like that for you, Wayne?
Well,
was it more low key?
It wasn't a building. It was a neighborhood, and and basically, when I sold my house there, I had to change the color rocks in my front garden landscaping because white rocks were not approved there.
Do you think that the neighborhood associations with the homes are more restrictive in general than the condo associations?
In some ways they are, because there's more to regulate.
There's more property, more lawn, and that kind of thing. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, America. How do you use WebEx?
We use WebEx for our fantasy baseball draft.
I use WebEx to record meetings, so anyone who misses it can see it, hear it, and get up to speed quickly.
My son came home from school sick yesterday. Thanks to WebEx, I didn't miss the client meeting. I saw everything right on my cell phone.
Got an idea? Start a WebEx. Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, cross town or cross country. Share presentations. Conduct training sessions. You can even pass the ball and let others take control. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREETRIAL to get a free trial and a free VoIP headset. Remember that code, free trial. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details. Go to WebEx.com and click the radio graphic and enter promo code, free trial.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial in toll free. 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and want to help support us, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com. Get a whole list of things that you can do to assist with spreading the ideas that you hear on Free Talk Live to more ears around the world via radio, via the internet. Head on over to promote.freetalklive.com. Some of the things you'll find there include a whole bunch of banners, brand new, redesigned. If you haven't seen them yet, go grab one up for your blog or your favorite website. Promote.freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls. Mandrick is on the line in Pennsylvania. Mandrick, he who sells the baklava at mandrick.com with a, there's no C in there, M-A-N-D-R-I-K.com. Mandrick, you're coming up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and I believe you're going to be bringing your baklava with you.
Yes, I will be. How are you guys doing today?
Excellent. Excellent. It's good to have you.
I want to try some of that.
You haven't had any yet?
No,
man,
I haven't.
You definitely want to try some of that. So are you going to be giving out free samples, Mandrick?
We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
I don't see why you would. I mean, at this point, everybody's heard that it's so great. Why would you give free samples?
So people can try it and decide they want to buy a tray of it. Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
I'll say maybe during the show or something in the listening room. We'll see what happens.
There you go. So what were you calling about tonight?
Well, I was calling about my second encounter with a census enumerator.
I don't know if I saw your first encounter. Or heard about it.
Well, yeah, my first encounter was, it was really nothing happened. A nice lady showed up, and I was very kind and polite to her. I told her I had no interest in participating, and she just said, oh, okay. She didn't really know. She seemed really confused and just walked away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what do you do with somebody who says, I have no interest in participating? What do you do?
Does not compute.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it was. And that was about Wednesday of last week, Wednesday or Thursday, something like that. I was heading out for work. I didn't even have my phone in my pocket, so I didn't record it, but... Then what happened Sunday night is when my second visit occurred. And they showed up to the door. It was like around 7:30 at night. I was, of course, in the kitchen. And the wife and kids were watching TV with the door wide open, sitting right there. So, of course, they had to answer it.
Mm-hmm.
And so my wife said, you know, I talked to my husband. I go outside. and closed the door behind me, and they say, you know, blah, 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 we're with the census. And, you know, I just tell them again, hey, I'm not interested in participating in the census. I have no interest in the federal government or any government for that matter. And they didn't like that, really. And I should mention, it was a census employee as well as his supervisor at that part.
I see. So they were kind of boosting each other up along the way.
Yeah, double-teaming him.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, I got two people here, okay. And they seemed very nice, but they seemed more on the ball, more educated than the first person I talked to in terms of the census stuff, you know, what to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I just told them, you know, they're like, hey, well, here's the paperwork. And, you know, like you, Ian, I didn't care about the paperwork. I didn't want it.
Yeah.
And I didn't need to see it. I actually, when I got the census in the mail, I actually used it as packaging material for an order of baklava.
That's awesome.
Someone gave me that idea.
Don't waste the paper.
So, absolutely. It's good.
Yeah. So I'm not interested. And the supervisor says, well, you know, it's the law. And she shows me the law. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, you know, it's not a law that I agree with.
I have a piece of paper with words on it, sir. Now you will do as I say.
That's exactly what it was, and she held it up in front of me like she was, I don't know, I'm like, well, you know, what are you going to do about it? I'm not going to answer your questions.
Yeah.
I didn't say that. I mean, I was very polite, and I didn't raise my voice. I made sure, I'm not an angry person, but I wanted to be extra nice with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not going to do any good to you know, badger them or anything like that.
No, of course not. I mean, they have I'm not going to convince them of anything, and I know this.
Sure.
But it doesn't help my cause by being rude.
Okay, so they showed you the law, or their laws, and that didn't convince you. So what happened then? When did they threaten the police? Because in your video, I don't recall hearing that. When did that happen?
Well, that's when I realized. What happened was she said, well, we're just going to keep coming back until you answer these questions. And I said, well, I told you I have no interest in answering these questions. You know, I didn't sign the Constitution. I pulled out that line.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, we'll be back again. We may be back again tomorrow, and this time we may have to bring a police officer.
Oh, you better answer now. Aren't you scared?
And that's when I realized, oh, my gosh, my phone's in my pocket, and I'm not recording. I'm just doing the dishes. I didn't even,
sure.
You know, it wasn't on top of my head. So I whipped it out. And while I was getting my phone out, I said, you know, why do you always have to, why is it the government always has to resort to force? You know, if they don't get their way, it always has to be with force, you know.
Yeah.
And she didn't have anything to say to that.
No.
And right there is when I started recording. And the video is up on Free Talk Live right on the front page.
Yep, it is on the front page. It's a little ways down now because it's been up there for a couple of days. But if you search if you search the website, the search box is in the top right. Search for census. It's the first result that comes up. Census supervisor, we may be back with the police officer next time. You can go and see the video. But just for those that aren't going to go watch, what transpires?
Well, I pulled up the camera, and they did not like that at all. I mean, they were not happy about that.
Yeah, they're like, whoa, we didn't tell you could do that.
Well, yeah, they said, I don't want you to record me. I said, well, you're standing on my front porch. I'm on my own private property. You know, I'm just recording on my property. And they said, well, you can't do that. I said, well, what law says I can't do that? And he goes, and the gentleman, not the supervisor, he said, well, it's my right. And I said, well, I'm not standing on your lawn. Take video recording you.
It's
you're
your
standing
right.
On my porch.
It's your right to get out of here.
Yeah,
exactly. Well, that's what I said. I said, you're more than welcome to walk down on the sidewalk and stand down there. And he said, well, will you come down and talk with me? And I said, no, thank you. I'm happy standing on my porch. So they just weren't very happy. And basically the last thing the supervisor said to me, her name was Lisa. She said, well, we'll just be back tomorrow.
Did they come back?
No, they have not been back. That was Sunday night.
Interesting.
So I've never heard of them threatening to bring a police officer. What would that even accomplish?
I don't know. I think it was just a threat.
I think it was an act of desperation.
Yeah, I think it was just an empty threat on their part to try to get you to just break down. All right, fine. You're going to call the cops. I'll answer your darn question. But
sure.
You didn't. So good for you for standing for non-cooperation, standing for non-consenting to their violent system.
Well, if anything happens, any update, I'll let you guys know. But I don't think they'll be back.
Yep, and have that phone at hand.
Yeah, definitely. Well, at least I got the last half of the conversation. But
hey, remind them what a huge carbon footprint they have. Keep coming back to your house.
They were in the car too. At least they carpooled.
Hey, Mandrick, anything else you want to share with our audience?
I'll be up at Porkfest. I'll be up there that Monday. So We'll be up there selling gyros and baklava, so hey, and other things.
I love gyros.
Awesome. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and hopefully they don't show up with the cops. If they do, it probably wouldn't be a good idea to answer that door. But if you do, you definitely want to be broadcasting. Thanks, Mandrick, and we'll see you at the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2010, which, by the way, is happening June 24th through the 27th, just a few weeks away now. It is going to be a lot of fun. Free Talk Live, going to be broadcasting live from the entire event. Always a good time. Hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people coming together. And not just socializing, but also doing the market stuff. Like, Mandrick's going to be selling his baklava there. We've got the Savannah Last Biscuit coming up. They're going to be doing food sales, I think, all day and all night long. Delivery to campgrounds. I mean,
tattoos.
Tattoos will be available. Silver will be sold.
Lots of that.
Who knows what else will be sold? I've heard there's some other things that probably shouldn't be mentioned. But it's going to be a very good time. And there's lots of stuff going on. Everything.
I believe there's going to be homemade beer. Perhaps a little honey.
Everything from gun shoots to hiking to big gay dance parties. I mean, it is going to be a blast. I heard you're going to be pole dancing at the big gay dance party, Mark. I don't know where this
rumor
came from. I don't know where this came from. Is your wife going to be there for the dance party?
She will be on site.
She will.
I don't know if she's going to come and see me. Wait a minute. I'm not pole dancing. I don't know.
Almost talked himself into it there. Now, so Jack and Laura are both going to be in attendance at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
That's so it appears.
That's exciting. A lot of people are going to want to meet Laura, especially after they hear tonight's podcast.
Is that one being attached tonight?
Didn't you tell me to attach it tonight?
Yeah, sounds good. Actually, I do an interview. The Edgington Post interview series is attached to the back of Free Talk Live's podcast. Sort of when I feel like interviewing somebody, either an advertiser or just some libertarian luminary or somebody who's doing something in the liberty movement that I'm interested in, or just some nut that I find. Whatever. I'll do these interviews. But this time I did something in particular. I interviewed Laura about a product that has been an advertiser on Free Talk Live. Probably will come back, but and we use it, and it was really great. And so, you know, if you want to hear an interview with my wife, that's where it'll be.
So tonight's show in the podcast, just keep listening past when the radio show ends, and you'll hear Mark's interview series with Laura.
But if you're listening to the radio show, you would just go to freetalklive.com
and download it.
It'll probably be at 11 o'clock tonight,
Eastern time. Yeah,
yeah. Just set the RSS feed to download it on a regular basis. That runs up our numbers. It's good.
Yes, indeed. You can do all that over at freetalklive.com. So is it Laura's first time on the show?
I believe so.
All right, that's great. We'll come back with more. Hour 3 is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine, nutritious vitamins and minerals and a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them 3 cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.